What would you do with $101,000?
If I know one thing, that's true.
All across America, hardworking middle-class families are feeling the impact of rising debt and shrinking paychecks. But sometimes, hope shows up when you least expect it. This is The Briefcase. The Alaskan Husky is the dog of choice for hauling cargo by sled.
Yeah!
Known for its strength, endurance, and an insatiable desire to run. They can cover 150 miles a day in negative 20 degree temperatures. The odds of becoming a professional athlete are one in a million, but this elite talent has a shelf life. So what happens when these athletes' playing days are over and the roar of the crowd goes away? They have to find a job, just like the rest of us. Welcome to Offseason. This week on Offseason,
okay, we got the three Blaze shrimp burritos.
Green Bay Packers linebacker Brad Jones works a shift on the Komodo food truck. Will he be able to keep up? Tonight, we travel to Matthews, North Carolina to meet the Bergen family. After getting laid off from his sales job at the age of 40, Joe Bergen was at a loss for how to provide for his wife Kim and their three teenage daughters. 800 miles north in Manchester, New Hampshire, we meet the Bronsons. Dave is an Iraq war hero. He lost his leg after a roadside bomb detonated near his tank.
This is the Purple Heart that I got awarded by President Bush in 2005.
Because of ongoing medical conditions, Dave is unable to work. One thing you can count on when traveling sea to shining sea is the sizzle of great steaks.
We just ate 168 ounces of prime rib.
Across the country, east in the Back Bay of Boston, west to the Great Plains to Oklahoma, south in the gorgeous Gulf Shores of Florida, all the way up north to Chi-Town, America's hearty cuts of beef represent a constitutional right to a great meal. These are the greatest steaks of America. Hundreds of miles from civilization, in the American West, there's a unique breed of men.
Come on.
Risking their lives.
Hold on back there now.
Delivering vital supplies to those living not just off the grid, but on the edge of the world.
Come on, kid.
They are the Dead End Express.